Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and for Imi Morasi and for Moshita ben Peshadina and for Yechiel ben Shalamis. They shall have bracha v'atzlach v'chol maseh yedeim l'nishmas Maris Esther bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef. We're going to be discussing the inner of a cotton based on the Lahoris Nasan and Simon Lamed Dalet in the fourth value. We're going to see in a flaws mitaris Hashem. The Shaila is a katan, is not a bar onshin. So it's pshat that a katan can't do an Avera? What does it mean? No. A katan can do an Avera, we just don't punish him when he does an Avera. He can do an Avera, don't say a katan can't do an Avera. He can do an Avera, he's just not punished for his Averas. So we begin with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daphne and Ham and Bays. There it says that about Shal Shon B'yom Echad, a three-year-old girl, if one of the Arayas had beer with her, Rechman al-Itzlan, then if she's either an Eshesish, or if her father was Mekadesh her, or if a person's related to her, so if she's one of the Arayas, and a person has beer with her, he's killed. And she's Pater. And the Gemara concludes, so since she's Mezid, it's also considered a Takala. It's considered that she did something wrong. Just the Torah had Rachmanis on this girl, that she's not going to be punished. But it's not that there's no takala. There is a takala, just that the Torah had Rachmanis on her. So the Gemara holds that Meikra Adin, this girl should also be punished. But she's not, because she's a katana. So you see that an isser is chal on a katan. Just the katan isn't punished because the Torah had rachmanis. The Raman, Shulchan Aruch, Rachem, Sin, Shimon, Gez, Gimel writes that a katan who hits his father or he's over a shara veris b'katnuso, even though he doesn't need to do tshuva when he gets older, nevertheless, it's good that he should be mekabel on himself something l'tshuva, l'kapara, even though he was over before he became a bar onshin, and this is from the Trumas Hadashin. And the Magen Avraham brings in Sif Katan Dalet that's what he's saying in Sanhedrin Beis Amud Beis that we just quoted, that Takala Ika, that there is an Avera there. So since there's an Avera, so Tov, she a Kabel, Al Atzmo, is a Dover L'Tshuva L'Kapara, even though he was over before he became Bar Onshin. So you're right, he's not going to get an Onesh, but he should still do tshuva. The Tefuah Shur and Siman Aleph Sif Katan Mem Tes also writes that a katan is a bar zvicha, like we see in Sanhedrin, that a katan and a katana that do an avera, they're doing an isser. So therefore, when a katan eats on kosher, he's doing an isser. He's just not punished. So he's called a bar zvicha. The Trumas Hadashin and Chelik Beis Siman Samach Beis writes that a katan, even though he was reached chinuch, he's not bar onish vasharu klal veikar afilu shaach has kodem shev v'shei sars, until he has two sires, he's nothing. He's not Bar Onesh, he's not Bar Ashar, and he proves this from the famous Gemara in Yuvam Islam at Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Gemara tries to find a case where it's not going to be Isser Chalal Isser, it's going to be two Isserim that are Chob of Asachas. And the Gemara says that's the case, that a Zar, a non Kohen, was Mishamish on Shabbos, that he brought two Cyrus on Shabbos, so the Zarus and Shabbos come together. So it's not Isser Chalal Isser, because he was already, because the isser of being a czar, of working when he's a czar, and the isser of Shabbos came at the exact same moment. Second, he brought the two Cyrus. If pshat is that a katan is doing an avera, so Zarus came before Shabbos. He was a czar before Shabbos. But since pshat is that a katan can't do an avera, so therefore when he's mishamish and when this zar does avodah on Shabbos, and he just became a gadol, so the zaris in the Shabbos came of asachas. So you see that there's not even a ma'isa avera involved. The only ma'isa avera is when you're a gadol. You can't do a ma'isa avera when you're a katan. Still, the Trumas Hadashin says that it's good to do tshuvas. You see that before we said We quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That there's a takala, that when a katan does an avera, it's still considered an avera mitzvah the katan. But the Trumas Hadeshin holds that it's, and therefore a tov that he should do tshuva. The Trumas Hadeshin holds that he's not doing avera, and still tov that he should do tshuva. That's when the Rama writes that it's good that he should do tshuva. He doesn't need to do tshuva, but it's good that he should do tshuva. Is it pshat that it's good that he should do tshuva because he did an avera, as some people understand, and therefore it's kedai for him to do tshuva? Because he actually did an avera, even though he's not getting punished for it? Or no? It's not even considered an avera, but it's still tov to do tshuva, because if it was an avera, he would have to do tshuva. So the Trumas Hadeshen is learning that a kohen can't do an aver at all, and it's still, it's good that he should do tshuva, and that's actually where the Rama gets it from. The Rama's from the Trumas Hadeshen. So you see that it's not only pshat, it's not pshat that it's good that he should do tshuva because he did an avera. He didn't do an avera. Kohen can't do an avera. But it's still, it's not such a geshmaka maisa, so when he gets older, he should do tshuva. But it's not considered an avera. And that's Silser Lechoro we find in Sanhedrin. That by a katan, it's called a takal, it's called an avera. For Heir Bezeb, Shut Chalkas Yankiv and Simon Aleph. So we can be Miyashiv as Faz, and Chalkas Yankiv and Simon Aleph is a very interesting Simon, talking about these in Yanim of a katan doing an avera. So we can be Miyashiv based on the Prima Godim and his Psychalachos Pesach, born in the Avne Melum and Simon Yud Bez. That we paskin, we've discussed this in numerous Shiurim not long ago. That we paskin, Amos or Chalal Isser, that's only that we're not Machayiv to Onshim. But an Isser is Chal on Isser. Don't think that Ein Isser Chal on Isser on Kipshuto. An Isser is Chal on Isser. Elamai. Pshat is that we're not Mechayiv to Onshin. But an Isser is really Chal on Isser. We just don't give both punishments. Like we see in Yavamis. That even though we hold Ein Isser Chal on Isser, but still, Nafkamina the cover of Im Rishayim Gemurim. That when there's an Isser Chal on Isser, we don't punish for both the Surim, but the person's still going to be buried among Rishayim Gemurim because it's considered that he did both Averis. And be Avam Islam and Beis Amid Beis. The Etzim Isser is Chol B'Zachar, even though it's not B'Vasachas. And that we needed in Yavam Islam and Gimel Amid Beis to say that we find in Isser Chol B'Vasachas that he brought two Cyrus on Shabbos, because that's what we're talking about in Onesh. By Onesh, we want to, as far as Onish is concerned, we want to find a case where the person's going to get punished for both Averis. So we find that the Zohar Shishimish B'Shabbos, that he became Bar Mitzvah, so those are two Averis that are coming at once, and he's going to get punished for both. So as far as Isser goes, Isser is Chalal Isser. As far as Onish goes, there we say that you don't get punished for both Averis. So now we understand very well that Bevadai there's an Isser on a cotton like we see in Sanhedrin, there's a call even by a cotton. Nevertheless, we say very well in Yavamas that the Isser is only Chal al Isser. They're only going to be two Isser when he brings two Cyrus and Shabbos, because there we're talking Linyan Onshim. There we're trying to find a case where he's going to be punished for both. Because as far as Isser is concerned, we don't need the two Isser to be Chal B'Vasachas. Because as far as Isser is concerned, we say that Isser is Chalal Isser. So the Gemara is trying to find a tzir where you're going to be punished for both. It's pshita that Isser is Chalal Isser. When are you going to be punished for both Isserim? And the answer is, when he brings two Cyrus on Shabbos. So Linyan Onshim, there the Katan definitely doesn't get an Onsh. So you're right, Onshim didn't start until he became a Gadol. But when it comes to Isser is definitely Chalal Isser. The Gemara, when they bring this case of the cotton, who just became a gadol now, and therefore he's over both simultaneously. That's talking about linyan onesh. Linyan onesh, you need both onshin to be chal simultaneously. One can't precede the other, because linyan onesh b'sein esur chal alisa. So that's the Gemara's seer, that you know when you're going to get punished for both. Zara shishimish b'shabbos and became a bar mitzvah. Beautiful. But when it comes to katan doing an iser, and achinami, there's already an iser on a katan even when he's a katan. The Gemara wants to have a case where both onshim are chal simultaneously, so you can get both onshim. But as far as isurim go, a katan can be over an iser, and since a katan can be over an iser, so when a katan does an iser, he's over on an iser. Just the Gemara is saying that if he was a katan in Erev Shabbos, so you're right, he already has an Aveira if he's a Zar Shishimesh. So how then is he going to be punished on Shabbos if he's Oved Enes or Chalitz, or how's he going to be punished Mitzat Shabbos? So the answer is, even though the Yisr of Zaris already was Chal, the answer is, because there's no onesh for an avera he did when he was a katan. There's no onesh for serving bizarres. But now that the two onshim are chol b'vasachas and Shabbos, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, so he's chayav mitzat both of them. So that's as far as onshim goes. But as far as the surim go, no, a katan is already over a surim. Now, according to this, the Gemara in Yevamos is only teaching us that a katan can't get punished. It's not teaching us that a katan isn't doing an avera. Trumas Hadeshim wanted to prove from there, in the Gemara in Yevamos, that a katan can't do an avera. But based on our analysis now, no, the Gemara is not saying katan can't do an avera. Katan can do an avera. And the reason the Gemara says that it's seer where he's going to be chayv mitzad both is surim is when he became bar mitzvah on Shabbos, because the Zaris and the Shabbos came together. What do you mean the Zaris came together with Shabbos? Zaris was ready when he was a katan. He's ready when he was a katan. No, the Gemara is saying that mitzad the onesh. The onesh of Zaris, the onesh of Shabbos comes b'hadei adadi. So the Trumas Hadeshim wanted to prove from there there's no iser at all. You can't prove there's no iser at all. But there's an iser for a katan. What you can prove from there is that there is no onesh. There is no onesh for a katan. Because if there was an onesh for Zaris, then the onesh for Shabbos wouldn't be chal on that. But since there's no onesh for Zaris, so the onesh of Zaris and Shabbos are chol b'vasachas. So all you can prove from the Gemara in Yevamos is that a katan's not a bar onshin, that a katan's not, it can't do an iser, a katan can do an iser. Now, can you prove in that Gemara that, so now let's say a katan that can't get, doesn't, let's say a katan did an avera b'katnuso, does he need tshuva when he's a gadol? The Trumas Hadeshim might say no, because he wasn't Chayv Onesh. And it's just a nice thing if he does tshuva. But he doesn't really have to. We could say no. He really has to do tshuva. Why does he have to do tshuva? Because he didn't have Aver. Now in the Chalkas Yoav, in Aruch Chaim and Siman Aleph, he's Mechadesh, that even though a katan is not mitzuvah b'mitzvahs, nevertheless, b'isurim hanoagim, gam b'ben noach, gam yisrael katan chayiv. A katan doesn't have to do mitzvahs. But a surim that b'nei noach are obligated in, a yisrael katan is also obligated in. And this is because the Chasam Sofer writes in Yerodeya and Simon Kuf Pei Dalid that Bnei Noach b'mitzvah shalahem gam katan dino kagadol v'chayev aleihem. That by Bnei Noach and their mitzvahs, a katan has a din like a gadol, and he's chayev. Because our thing of 13 years old are shiurim, there was said alach l'moshe misinai, and lo namer shiurim l'bnei Noach, and therefore those averes that even Bnei Noach are musar b'katnusam, gam Yisrael katan musar. So it's a big chiddush to say that a Jew, a goy, already keeps mitzvahs from the time he has das, not from the time he's 13. So a Jewish katan also has to keep the mitzvahs that the goyim have to keep from the time he has das. Because when the Jewish people were miskadish at Matan Torah, it was to become more holy, not less. So whatever you're keeping out Ben Noach, you have to continue keeping. And what you're keeping Al Tzisrael, so then you only have to keep from the time you're 13. And similar to this writes the word Samech in the third parak of the Surah B'Allah HaBeis. V'kvar heir b'ke'enze b'sefer m'ribina l'agon r'meir oyerbach and Eben Ezer b'shut she b'sef ha'sefer b'simen gimel ayin sham. V'al pizeh wants the Chalkus Yankiv to be miyashiv the Shittas HaRamba. In the second parak of Sot Allah HaDalit, that Ektana, whose father married her off, if she was Mizana Biritsona, Nesra al Baila, if she willingly had Bia, she becomes Asr to her husband. And the Ravid is Masig. That we say in Yavama Samach Aleph Amud Beis that Pitu Ktana Onasu Yisrael Shari. That Pitu Ktana Ones. What does it mean, Pitu Ktana Ones? It means that when somebody is mefate, when somebody seduces a ktana, that's considered ones. Because a ktana isn't assumed to have das. So if somebody seduces the ktana, that's considered ones. And the Gemara says, Nivamis, Pitu Iktana Ones, Uvi Yisrael Shari. But an Ashes Yisrael, who is Neneses, is Muteros the Baila. And therefore, if somebody's Mefat Iktana, that's also considered ones, and she's mother to her husband. So what does the Rama mean? Ktana Shei Sia Avia, that if a girl's father marries her, if she's Mizana Brutsona, she becomes Usher to her husband. The Ravid says, why should she be Usher to her husband? Pitu Ktana Onesu Yisrael Shari, Mishra Shari, the Gemara says. So based on what we said, we can answer that Ktana Shei Sia Avia Vizinsa Hine Bazeh Ika Aveira, there's an Aveira here. Even by a Ben Noach, because a Ben Noach can get married, they have a rule of Bulas Ba. When the priest says to the Goyim, I hereby declare you man and wife, thus is garnished, mid garnished, it's ptume limi libi ba'alma, it's nothing. But if he takes her home and they live as man and wife, so thus meint, they're married. So by Goyim, Goyim also have Bulas Ba. And therefore, since Goyim have Bulas Ba, so now you have to extract from that din to a Jew. A Jew, Yisrael Ktana, also has to keep the din of Bulas Ba like Goyim do. So just like by a Goy, if a Goyish girl sleeps with someone else, so that's considered adultery. So too, when a Jewish girl sleeps with someone else, it's considered adultery even though she's a Ktana. Aye, what did the Gemara mean when it says Pitu Ktana Ones? And in Anaseris al Baila, so says the Chalkas Yoav, that's when she's Mizana Beyosa Arusa, Shebezel Leka Isser Leben Noach. That's only talking about where she's Mizana, where she was in Arusa. And there's no Isser for a Ben Noach. There's no Isser for a Ben Noach, because Ben Noach don't have Arusas. So B'chai Gavna, in such a case where she's in Arusa, where she's only with the troll, she's not in Nesua, Gam b'ktani Yisrael ein alei ashum iser, u'bezeh shaper and repu ktana, pitu ktana onesu. So in such a case, even by ktani Yisrael, there's no iser, And Mimela, she's not Usur to her husband. It's like she was Nanesses. So that's how the Chilkas Yoav wants to answer the Rabbi Tzaga on the Rambam. The reason the Rambam says Usur to her husband is because Midin ben Noach. Because a Jewish person has to keep Dinei b'nei Noach from the time they have Das. It's like a ben Noach is considered a gadol when they have Das. However, it's not so pashut. Because like we already mentioned, that when did the Chasim Sofer say that a ben Noach katan is nena shal mitzvosav? It's when he has a complete seichel. And he understands that a Jew is pater. You can have an 11-year-old whose mom is so mature and really understands what's going on in the world, and is already, you know, you have this girl, this boy, they're already finishing their master's in Harvard, and they're 11 years old, so they have a lot of das, they have a lot of seichel, but they're 11 years old, so they're not yet chayv mitzvah, halacha moshe misinai, in each day Cyrus, but ben noyach, chayv. Why is ben noyach chayv? Because he's a bar das, even though he didn't bring shtei Cyrus. But a ben noach katan that hasn't yet come b'chlal das, so even a ben noach is going to be like an onus. Onus is also a p'tur by b'nei noach, like we see in the Rambam 10th parak of Malacha Malacha Beis, and in the Sefer Gur Aryeh of the Maharal and Parshas V'Yishlach Lama Dalet Yud Gimel, who come before calls Ebeshut Chasim Sofer B'Yerideh Simen Shin Yet Zayin. So if that's the case, we say p'tui k'tana ones. If that's the case, gam ben noach k'tana shizinsa acharei nisueha gam kein ein aleha onesh kevin shepituya have ones varei kishu anus gam ben noach pater. So that we say that a pitu iktana ones, so by ben noach a ktana that was mizana after her nisuan also is not going to be punished, because her pitu is an ones, because when there's an ones, a ben noach is also pater. So, it really depends on how old the person we're dealing with here. Because if the person, the girl is 4 years old, or she's 6 years old, she's 7 years old, and she mamish has such little amount of das, so there you can't say that by Ben Noach she's doing anything wrong. So too by Yisrael you can't say anything. If she's older, then I get it. That just like a ben noach is responsible, so too a Jew is responsible. But the Rambam seems to say, Rambam says a blanket rule. Ketana she'siyavim zisim beritzona nesra al baila. Why always nesra al baila? She's beneath a certain age. She's 5 years old. She's mom. She doesn't have das. So what do you want from her? So even by Ben Noach, she's not going to be asked to her husband. Not by Ben Noach and not by Yisrael. This is a difficult heritage of the Chalkas Yoav. The Chalkas Yoav wanted to taina. Yeah, it's because by Ben Noach. Ben Noach is responsible when she's a ketana, so to a Jew is responsible when she's a ketana. If whatever applies to Ben Noach, whatever Allah has applied to Ben Noach, applied to a Jew. So Ben Noach has Bulas Baal, they're responsible as a ketana, so Jew's also responsible as a ketana. Yeah, but what ketana? Not all ketanas. Not when she doesn't have das, even the Chasim Sofer holds. But before they reach a stage of das, they still have a din of a katan. So again, why would the Rambam say she's usher to her husband if she doesn't have das, and she has the status of a katan even for Ben Noach? Yesh Laden Bezeh. Alright, so we already had some interesting insight and analysis into this Shaila. And believe me, sweet friends, there is a lot more on this topic, and I look forward to talking about it with you in Ritz Hashem in a future shiur. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.